That's the showmanship factor. Yep, always want them begging for more with 15 minutes to go.
Yeah, 15 minutes to go.
Oh, man, you know, but that's...
Well, we should probably do Wave On, because that's, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah, the pirate song, Wave On. Yeah.
All we wanted to do is, I have just one more thing, and then I was going to let you just do the rest of your
Go field. For it, baby.
So we have a February calendar. I want everybody, really, to go to the Facebook page for KCOSdigitalmedia.com, hit that like button, then go to the events page and see what the calendar is like, because we're booked into September at this beautiful place every week. And the diversity of what we're bringing this year is more so than in our previous 2 years. And I'm just thrilled to death to be associated with this fine institution and people that are hoping to make this thing a viable location for music and arts. They also have comedy nights, they have other things, Pizza and Pasties are a resident here, but this is definitely a place, of course, to be comfortable and intimate and feel at home. And we hope people online get the vibe too. But next week, I want to say, is a very special week, because there's an International Blues Challenge every year put on by the Blues Foundation, and there are 5 blues societies in Colorado, and they have a best solo duo, best band, best self-produced CD, and best youth category. So with 5 categories and 5 societies, guess how many people went to Memphis last week in January? And this happens every year. So we're just really happy to have the Pikes Peak Blues Community Best Band coming back for a homecoming show next Wednesday, The Movers and the Shakers. And we want everybody to come and fill the house for this fine band that went to Memphis and played their hearts out. And this is what happens every year. But you know what? It's always a pleasure. George, this has been great getting reacquainted.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. We need to do it again. When we on a, you know, informal
thing. Are we
going to
do your Halloween show?
Well, you know what?
You can go as Johnny Depp, Lisa.
No, man. You know, we could almost do a Halloween festival, because I've been so blessed, and the music community has been so good to us. I haven't really had to ask anybody to come and do the show. And I'm booked into September. So here's to the musicians of Colorado. We would be nothing without you. And we're always open. Find a date on the calendar, give us a suggestion, and hopefully we'll be bringing more to come as well. So I'm not gonna waste any more time. I wanna turn it over, unless Lisa's got one last wish that Laura gets better and Nate Lear is the rock of the crew, bringing the broadcast to us.
I just want to give a shout out to Tony Caruana and Hug It Forward and all their efforts that they do, and to thank them for this last week's event.
We're doing a music festival, Cinco de Mayo at Stargazers, for Hug It Forward.
That's right, and they are a great charity, and we're proud to be aligned with them.
Yes.
So just wanted to give a shout out.
So that's why you need to keep track of us on Facebook. We got tons of stuff that we can't even talk about, because we're running out of your time.
So let's do it. How about some
George,
more?
Thank you so much. Chris,
thank you.
Chuck, Kevin.
Thank you, Mark. Lisa.
What a time this was.
Thank you for coming.
Can I do a shout out to my sweetie who's in Illinois?
Joe? Yeah.
You just did.
He is.